it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Well, let's see. We won 2 out of 3 at Tampa Bay, so we had to leave the country. It's amazing. Tonight in Toronto to open a 3-game set against the Blue Jays, whom, by the way, the Orioles have beaten this season so far, 7 out of 9 games. Orioles are tonight looking for what would be their 3rd consecutive victory. In a moment, Buck Showalter will visit with Joe Angel. Hey, that's me. In a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
Now we're back in Toronto, and tonight, 1st of 3 against the Blue Jays, and we are with the skipper, Buck Showalter. This is the manager's report. Buck, the game on Sunday, how about the bottom 3 in that lineup for you on Sunday, huh?
Well, and what the, you know, the 2-corner outfielders did, we knew that Odorizzi was a reverse split guy. And right, very much like Gausman, where you see their lineup tonight, Toronto's predominantly right-handed. But, you know, they brought things on both sides of the ball. Craig and Joey made some plays that we haven't been making and really gave us some energy offensively. So, you know, it was good to see. Good team effort. And, you know, when guys that don't play every day, it really helps their mentality, too, when they can get in there and make a contribution like that.
How about Paul Janish tonight making a 3rd consecutive start? I think the game on Saturday, he had like a hit and a big bunt. Sunday had a couple of big RBIs. But maybe most importantly, he was in on 5 double plays in those 2 games.
Well, Paul's a pro. You know, we tried to make sure we got him in the fold. It was for this reason, in case JJ went down, because Paul's a seasoned guy, a veteran guy that knows his limitations, but it also gives you a guy that you know what you can get from him. You know, he's not going to beat himself, and he knows his strengths and weaknesses.
The bullpen on Sunday gave you 4 2/3 scoreless innings. Brad Brock gave you 2 of them. Is 2 days enough rest for him to pitch tonight?
Oh, yeah, he was under 30 pitches, I believe, Joe, and that was the whole idea going in that game, that, one, he was going to pitch with 4 days off and with an off day coming. You know, we weren't going to have him sitting around for 6 days before he got here, and we also knew that he was a possibility of pitching multiple innings if he could keep his pitch count down. So what's tough is putting him out there in the 8th inning, you know, 1 run down, but knowing that we would pitch him another inning. But everybody's available in the bullpen tonight, and that all goes back to Bundy's start. You know, we had all those people available because Dylan got deep into the game. And if we can do that, our bullpen will be that much better.
Again, with skipper Buck Showalter in Toronto as we continue with the manager's report. Buck, I know I'm not going to get much of an answer, but I'll ask you anyway. We can have a little fun. Who are your Oriole All-Stars?
Oh, all the above. Probably the radio broadcaster. Now, who does it better than you, Joe?
You say that tongue-in-cheek?
No. Who does it better than you? I can't tell you how many people around Baltimore talk about how good you are at what you do, and I'm not saying that just because you're here. But, you know, I haven't really spent a whole lot of time thinking about it. They don't take managers' thoughts into it at all. It's a fan-based exhibition game, and, you know, I think the fans will probably be dictated by, you know, some statistical return. But we do have some guys to pick from.
You know what? I was wrong. That was a great answer. I love the first part, especially.
Well, Joe, what'd you do on your off day? You know, we play 33 games in 34 days. Yeah. Think about that. Yeah. And people wonder, you know, it's a challenge. And you got this one rare off day, and you're trying to, you know, I ask a lot of the guys in advance meeting day what they did on their off day, and the answers were basically nothing to some extent. Roger McDowell went to a castle, walked 1 hour and 15 minutes. You know, I went out and tried to have dinner with some of the coaches. Of course, they were out of hamburger, believe it or not, and had tomato paste for ketchup and had no Diet Coke. So I was 0 for 3 yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. I'll give you a hint. I ate a lot of popcorn.
Exactly. You know, that's a really good way to spend a day.
Well, quickly, do you vote for the All-Star team? Do you get online and vote?
No, we have we fill out a ballot, you know, where I think there's 3 outfitters you pick, and then who your second choices are. We do have 1 vote.
All right. Final question about the game tonight. Kevin Gausman, his last start against a real good offensive team, the Indians. He retired 9 of his first 10 batters. Is he more and more showing you that he's getting back in form?
Well, I hope so. It's going to take a long time. You know, it's kind of like if they get too involved about trying to make it all up in one game, you know, you've got a longer sampling you'd like of not pitching as well as you're capable of. So it's not just one thing. But, you know, Toronto doesn't care how you pitched last game. They probably you know, the other team tells you how a guy's doing, but I'd rather him having something he can build on as opposed to the other way around, very much like Chris Tillman. He had 4 really good innings. I thought in Tampa. His tempo was better. He was getting down the hill and was commanding the fastball, and that's what Kevin's going to have to do again.
All right, we'll see what happens here tonight. That is Buck Showalter, and that is the manager's report. Paul Yanis here tonight will make a third consecutive start out there at shortstop. He came in real handy over the weekend offensively, and the last couple of games he was in on five double plays. So Paul Yanis and Jim Hunter, they will visit when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
At Rogers Center in Toronto, after a much-needed day off yesterday, Orioles back at it tonight, opener of a three-game series with the Toronto Blue Jays. Paul Yanis up next on the Orioles Radio Network.
The Orioles continue their road trip tonight, first of three in Toronto against the Blue Jays, and visiting with Paul Yanis. And Paul, the bottom third of the lineup on Sunday in Tampa, huge day. Three RBIs, you had a big two-run single. Isn't it very important for a team that hopes to contend to get performances out of the entire lineup?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, just from the whole lineup in general. But yeah, in particular, some of the guys that maybe you don't expect it from all the time. I think on most good teams, you're going to see those guys come through from time to time to help pick the team up.
Now, your base hit came with two down, and it gave the Orioles an early lead. Big two-out base hits, they're hard to come by, but they're so beneficial when you get them.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. There's something about the psychology of getting those big two-out hits for both sides. It helps the team that gets them, and it hurts the team that doesn't. So I think from that standpoint, it definitely it has a way of giving you a little buffer early in the game and kind of helping everybody settle down.
Now, you probably would have been in the lineup anyway at shortstop, but Buck Showalter went with his defensive-minded lineup on Sunday, and all four of the defensive-minded players came through at the bat. It's not supposed to be that way. You're in there for the glove, and you're contributing with the bat.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things. We obviously, we take a lot of pride in playing defense, and for some of us, that's a lot of the reason that most of us are in the big leagues. In order to come through offensively, that's part of winning the game as well, and whenever we have the opportunity to do that, it helps the team win, and I think it's good for all of us.
It is such a long season, and you really need everybody on the 40-man roster. There have been so much player movement back and forth. But to have guys like you and Craig Gentry show up and contribute, and you mentioned it, you are major league players, and now you're getting an opportunity to play.
Yeah, you know, it's part of the gig here with a long season. Guys play every single day. You're going to deal with injuries. You're going to deal with various things over the course of a season. And for guys like us that aren't in the big leagues the whole year, when we do come up, you know, we appreciate the opportunity. But at the end of the day, we're expected to perform. So right now, some of us are getting those opportunities, and hopefully we can continue to kind of help the team win in more ways than one.
How big was the win, first of all, on Saturday to snap the losing streak, but then to get that win on Sunday, to win a series in a place where you've played well before, but this year on the road, the team has struggled a bit. How big was that weekend in Tampa?
I mean, I think it's huge. You know, the baseball is a funny game in the sense that it can go good and it can go bad, and when it goes one way, it can snowball either good or bad. So obviously we hadn't played well on the road and really in general for the past few weeks. So the little things of winning a series in particular, being on the road, is just the kind of thing that can get the guys' mindsets right and get us going in the right direction.
Does it give you a confidence boost? I mean, obviously, you must be confident in your abilities or you're not going to succeed, but to come off that big series win, day off yesterday, you get to relax a little bit, does it give you a confidence boost?
Yeah, I think there's no question. I think, you know, like I said, in particular, being on the road, playing well, having the day off yesterday, everybody getting to sit on a good off day as opposed to having to think about bad things, I don't think there's any question that we're going to hope to carry that mindset going forward and hopefully have a good series here in Toronto.
You and Craig Gentry, for that matter, are known for your gloves. And when you come up and play, as you mentioned earlier, you have to play on the defensive side. You must perform there. Would you rather help the team win a game with your glove or the other day where you actually did both, but you got a big hit?
For me personally, I would prefer to get the big hit. There's no question about it. I mean, I take a lot of pride in playing defense. And like I said, that for some of us, that's the reason a lot of us have had the opportunity to be in the big leagues for as long as we have. But there's no question that getting those big hits is something that, for whatever reason, it makes you feel good inside.
Now, you've been around a long time, around a lot of different types of players, and you got a couple of 25-year-olds on the other side of the infield, Trey Mancini and Jonathan Scope. Scope has more experience, with Trey being a rookie, but they're both having huge seasons, in particular huge months of June. What do you see when you see them go to bat?
You know, those two guys are obviously exceptions to the rule. They're both very good young players. Trey in particular is something pretty special. Is to be doing what he's doing as a rookie, so young in his career. And for me, I got to play with him last year in AAA quite a bit. And so I'm maybe not as surprised as a lot of people are, because at the end of the day, he's just good. And at this point, it's just, he just happens to be in the big leagues. He's been the best hitter on every team he's ever been on. And now he's doing it on the big stage. So it's not really a surprise per se, but with Scopey, he's he's coming into his own as a major league ball player. There's no question. He's putting it together offensively, and the consistency of his game is really what seems to be coming together this year for him. But it's pretty cool to see those two guys, and especially for the fans of the Orioles. They're going to be around for a few more years, undoubtedly, and there's something to be excited about.
Mancini has always been a foul line to foul line hitter, and he has told us he doesn't intend to change at all just because he's here. That's what got him here. That's what's going to keep him here. Scope is doing that a lot more this year, maybe watching Trey and seeing the success. There's something to be said about giving yourself an opportunity by going foul line to foul line.
There's no question. I mean, Trey in particular is one of those guys who just has that natural ability. I mean, there's just not a lot of guys who drive the baseball like he does to all parts of the park. And I think with Scopey, to a certain extent, I think it's really just more of a realization that he can do the same thing. I think early in his career, he just had a tendency, because of his power, to err on the side of pulling the ball. And I think now that he's realizing that he doesn't have to, it's going to make him that much better and really that much more dangerous.
And is it encouraging as a team that with guys like that starting to heat up, you know the other guys with track records are going to heat up, that even though the team hasn't put it together yet, you're still right there?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. With regards to the standings and whatnot, there's a lot of season left, a lot of games left to be played. And I think from our perspective, the best way to look at it is that we've hopefully already gone through our quote-unquote bad stretch. And so going forward, I think we can expect for nothing but good things. And like you said, hopefully the track records catch up to us and guys that have played well up to this point continue to do so.
So Paul Janisch in the lineup again tonight. He brings a two-game hitting streak to the game, and he's doing his usual stellar job defensively. It has turned into a lovely evening in Toronto after rain most of the day, and they have just opened the roof. So we will have outdoor baseball at Rogers Centre, opener of a three-game series. And from Toronto, stay tuned for Orioles baseball.
Well, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel and Jim Hunter back at Sky Dome at Rogers Centre in the win column. Tonight, Kevin Gausman, he's back in the win column as he becomes a four-game winner. I tell you, Jim, Kevin Gausman is now 4-7 this season. Two of the victories have come against the Blue Jays. It's all about starting pitching, especially on a night when you scored just three runs.
Yeah, the pitching, without a doubt, was the difference in this game. And Gausman, although he ran into a little bit of trouble in that sixth inning, really did pitch well. I thought his fastball command was so much more consistent tonight. That set up the secondary pitches. The fact that he walked only two batters and they were in separate innings. He didn't walk a couple in the same inning. And he held the Blue Jays, Joe, on four hits pitching into the sixth inning. So a much-needed start for him for his confidence. You talked about his last start against Cleveland. He pitched really well until the one bad inning. And it looked like that might happen here tonight, but Buck got him out of there, so he goes 5 1/3 scoreless, and the Orioles hold the Blue Jays to just one run. And it shows you just how tough it is to shut down another team. I was looking. The Orioles have actually had three games this year that they won by shutout. This would have been the fourth, but then Tulowitzki hits that home run in the ninth inning. But all around, a really solid job. The bullpen was outstanding, well-rested. Brock gives up the two-run home run, but it was a solo, and the Orioles win it. But it all began with Gausman. And so now something to build on going into tomorrow night's start for Miley.
Well, with Kevin Gausman, it's all about making good pitches when you have to make them. And I think things could have gone the other way tonight for Kevin Gausman. But they didn't, because he made some good pitches when he had to. First inning, the leadoff hitter gets on base. Gausman throws a double play ball. Second inning, leadoff hitter gets on base. Then he makes a good pitch and winds up into a strike him out, throw him out, double play. So those double plays helped Gausman early. I tell you what, Michael Givens, when he came on, he was all over the place. He was a bit fortuitous when he came on in the sixth inning, but then he settled in the seventh inning.
Yeah, he was a different pitcher in the seventh inning than he was in the sixth. He came in and really had no command. A line drive bat out off the bat of Donaldson. He was fortunate. If that ball gets by Manny Machado, two runs are going to score because there were two in scoring position. And then he gets Morales on a strikeout with the bases loaded. And then in the seventh, it was as if he had his command all the way. Three up, three down inning, including a strikeout. So he couldn't find the plate in the sixth inning. Maybe a tad effectively wild there as he got the strikeout of Morales. But then a different pitcher in the seventh as he got the Jays in order. Three up and three down.
Well, Darren O'Day, eighth inning. He was Darren O'Day. Did a good job. And then Brad Brock, even though he did give up the two out, bases empty home run, he does get the final three outs. And is now 14 out of 16 in save chances. But again, Jim, games, especially in the American League, in the Eastern Division, I mean, more often than not, if you score just three runs, you're going to wind up in the loss column. but it's all about pitching. And Kevin Gausman tonight in the win column, only his second victory since May 31st. Look at the highlights in this game. Well, Joe Biagini, the Toronto starter, got the first two outs quickly on a couple of ground balls. But then Scope got a base hit in that first inning to extend the inning. Adam Jones came up. He drew a base on balls. So there were two on base for Mark Trumbo. Biagini, look at second, now comes home. Trumbo, line drive left center. Pilar on the run, and on the run, it bounces high off the fence. Pilar plays the carom. Scope is in. Is Jones being waved in? Is the relay and a bounce? The tag is too late. Jones slides in. Trumbo, a two-run double, and he missed a home run by maybe a foot off that fence in center field. So Trumbo, a couple of RBIs, and just like that, a quick 2-0 Oriole lead. Yep, after that, the Orioles never looked back. Kevin Gausman, again, the first inning, the leadoff hitter, Bautista, a base hit, but then Russell Martin came up to hit. By the way, Russell Martin, 5-for-16 in his advance against Kevin Gausman without a home run. I wonder how many double plays he's hit into against Kevin Gausman. 3-2 pitch on the way. Martin, double play ball. Yanish to Scope to Mancini, 6-4-3. Well, I know tonight he's grounded into at least one double play against Kevin Gausman. There you go. He found his best friend. And then he did it again in the second inning. Smoke, the leadoff hitter, got a base on balls. And then Kendrys Morales was the hitter. And, on a 3-2 pitch, the Blue Jays got aggressive and they paid the price. Gausman sets again and he delivers. And a fastball, swing and a miss. Runner going. Go to second base and Yanish will tag him out. That's a strike him out, throw him out double play. Morales got back-to-back fastballs. And on the third strike, he swung and missed. And Castillo gets his man. And there's another double play, a disjointed one. But as we said back in the first inning, Kevin Gausman will take those any way he can get them. He certainly will. And Castillo is over 40% of catching would-be base stealers. In the third, Orioles extended the lead with two outs and the bases empty. Scope, a double. And then Mr. Jones swung the bat.
And the 0-1 to Jones is lined. And a base hit in the left field. Scope around third, heading to the plate. He will score. The throw goes into second base. RBI single for Adam Jones, and the Orioles have a 3-0 lead. So Jones delivers his 35th RBI, and it's 3-0 Baltimore.
Yeah, and after that, the Orioles never scored again, but tonight, they had enough to win this thing. Kevin Gausman, by the end of four innings, he had faced the minimum 12 batters and then retired the first batter in the fifth. So at that point, he retired 9 in a row. Now, he did give up two singles after that, but he went unscored upon. And eventually, in the sixth inning, that's when Gausman would leave the game with one out. He gave up a single and a walk. Enter Michael Givens, who then got very fortuitous against Josh Donaldson, who lined to Machado at third base. A well-hit line drive, but it did no damage. After that, Smoke, he got a base on balls. And then Morales came up to hit, and Givens was able to make a pitch.
And the pitch, swing and a miss. He got him. He chased the pitch out of the zone at 95, and Givens gets out of the jam. So the Blue Jays load the bases, but they cannot score as Givens fortunate. The line drive by Donaldson hit right at Machado, and now a strikeout to strand the bases loaded.
There you go. Givens, though, came back for the next inning, seventh. Got him 1-2-3 with a strikeout, so he settled in. Darren O'Day got three outs in the eighth. And Brad Brock came on to pitch. He got the first two outs in the ninth. And then Tulowitzki came up to hit. And that's when the Oriole bid for a shutout was ended. And Brock again kind of bent over at the waist. Looks in, says yes. He comes to his set. And delivers 2-2. Tulowitzki, fly ball. Left center. Pretty deep. Way back there. Gone. Tulowitzki hits one out to make it a 3-1 game. Yep, his fourth home run. And then just moments after that, Brock again trying to end the game. He's got Carrera, 1-2. And here it comes. Swing and a miss. He got him. And there's that turbo changeup. It ends the game. And the Orioles in the win column again. It is their third consecutive victory. And they've come to Toronto. They take the first of three. They have now gone 8-2 against the Blue Jays so far this season. Kevin Gausman in the win column tonight, ending a three-game losing streak. Only his second victory since May 31st. Kevin Gausman tonight, 5 1/3 scoreless innings. There you go. Same two teams again tomorrow night. Jim Hunter with some more post-game information. He's got Trumbo, I think. He's got Buck Showalter. He's got all the goodies when we continue at Sky Dome right after this.
Jim Hunter at Rogers Center on the Brown Side of the City post-game show, where the Orioles beat the Blue Jays 3-1. Birds get the opener of this three-game series. They've now won 3 in a row and go 3-1 on the road trip. Time to hear from the skipper now. Let's head downstairs. Post-game comments, Buck Showalter is with Gary Thorne.
Buck, Kevin Gausman held you in, gave you a chance, got some early big outs the first two innings.
Gary, before we go any further, everybody wants to express our condolences to Alex, your wife, her mom passing away, and I know that's been tough, but did want to pass that along. Gausman was good. He was a big difference maker, had some good innings out of the bullpen, but Kevin had command of fastball and enough to slow him down. That was good to see. He's had two good ones in a row, and Jonesy had a big at-bat, probably the biggest at-bat of the night in the first inning, drawing that walk.
Kevin keeping the ball down now and what he wasn't doing earlier?
You know, for the most part, you know, we were, you know, guys work with a little different strike zone every night. The, you know, borderline pitches go one way or the other. Sometimes we're hunting balls, sometimes we're hunting strikes. And, you know, I thought he pounded the bottom of the zone and got a lot of cheap outs. Fortunately, we had a couple line drives hit at people, but good defense does that.
And Michael Givens worked himself out of a pretty good jam.
Yeah, you know, some of it's self-inflicted, but I didn't want Kevin pitched well. Didn't want him to go out of there on a bad note, and didn't want him to face the tying run there. And Michael's been pitching well, and, you know, get a good taste of what it's like to have Darren back and Brad, and we got a left-hander that's around the corner, so trying to hold this fort down, see what happens.
Getting wins on the road, they haven't always come easy this year, but you've got 3 in a row.
Well, we've had a good road trip so far. What have you done for me lately? And it'll be your momentum's your next starting pitcher, right?
Yep.
So it's been good for us.
All right, final question is, against Toronto this year, your ball clubs put up some excellent numbers all the way around, offensive, pitching-wise. I mean, if you were playing that way against everybody, you'd be ahead by 15 games.
Gary, where are you sitting tomorrow? If it doesn't continue, it's your fault. So, no, not that, but now I appreciate you reminding me of that. So, they're a good team. We're just seem to, you know, things fall our way when we play them. But, you know, so far, so good.
Thanks, Buck.
Thank you.
All right, so a lot of the skipper's comments centering on Kevin Gausman, tonight's starter, who got the win, his first win since May 31st.